I'm absolutely convinced that there are two very different approaches within Chazal to the relationship between the Chadrei HaTorah. So one perspective is that we absolutely have to give each one of the primary Chadrei HaTorah Vishilashtem, it's due, even to the point of an extreme, Bikram Mishnah and Talmud, right? Shnosav Urigav, at least until the point of mastery, okay? And, you know, the evidence for this is both the Gemara Kiddush and Lamed, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Yotes, and a very, very, very wide spectrum of Rishonim who insist, again, the Meiri being the outer boundary point, right, that it's literally Rigav, but the Balei HaTosos who make the assumption that you can't have any inequities in this regard, and even an inequity in terms of the level of Shavua, let alone, as the, you know, Pnei Yoshua points out, like, you know, you can't rely on actuarial tables here. You can't say, well, like, you know, likely they live between 70 and 80 years, you know, plus or minus, so why don't they divide it that way? No, you can't do that. You can't even, you know, have inequities in terms of the week, so it has to be every single day. And maybe Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin is a kind of, you know, saying, okay, let's do a one-stop shopping so that it's really all highly equitable, right? It's all from the Talmud Bavli. So that's really like one, you know, thrust within Chazal. The other daya that we're suggesting, which ultimately ends up being championed by the Ritva, is to suggest that Talmud really stands atop the apex, right? There's Mikra, there's Mishnah, but it's all Movil El HaTalmud. A number of the different Lashonos in the Gemara and Sota and the Tosefta and Sota support that, and, you know, quite possibly the Mishnah and Avos as well. Now, it's possible to take the Mishnah and Avos as saying, you know, absolute mastery, and these are just the things, as we saw in the Yachin, that are sort of like more coherent from a cognitive development standpoint. Like, you want to do Tanakh when you're a little bit younger, when it's a little bit more memorization-driven, and then, you know, Mishnah is kind of a middle ground, and Talmud when you're, you know, more analytically capable. But another way of understanding that is, you know, that, you know, once you get to 15, like the Ritva says, you know, Rov Yamav, you know, B'Talmud. You know, every now and again, you'll do Shnai Mikra. You should do Shnai Mikra every week. But, like, every now and again, you'll do, you know, Nach. You'll, you know, do a little perusing through Chabakuk. You know, who could resist? You know, taking the Eov off the shelf. You know, going through the great dialogues of Eliphaz, and so on, the great friends of Eov. We're not such great friends of Eov, depending on how you understand it. But the point is that, you know, like, it's a very, you know, hierarchical system, and Talmud stands at the apex, and that's really, you know, what a person wants to be doing. That stresses, of course, you know, the cognitive approach to, you know, really making a contribution, and maybe that ties into the idea of Chiddush as well, and the Koach HaChiddush, and EF show the base medrash Bli Chiddush, and things that we've discussed in the past also. So that's like the basic chakira that we're trying to work out, you know, is can we be machria between those two approaches? Another point that we tried to develop substantially yesterday was the idea that if we maintain that, you know, Al Tirki Vishinantim Ala Vishilashtim is about mastery, which is what we're saying, right? It's a divide and conquer strategy, but with a singular goal of, you know, trying to, you know, master Torah. Right, it's very striking that we find a kind of, you know, a withdrawal, a sense that, you know, we just can't reach this aspirational level. And Nachi thought you already could, you know, see echoes of that in Tosos and Kiddushin. I thought it was very clear from Tosos and Avodah Zarah, right? You know, and that word, Dayenu, that Tzvi told us yesterday, a sense of, you know, all right, we're going to have to suffice with this because we just can't, you know, hope to achieve more than that. We can't be involved in three Chadrei HaTorah so aggressively as we might wish to, and the Yad Ramah, right, Nismatu Halavavos, and we're basically just going to take Mikra off the table, hopefully get in enough in Girsad Yankusa, but we just can't manage, so we're going to have to drop a course, you know, as they say. We just can't take so many courses, so we'll do, you know, Mishnah and Talmud, but we're not going to be able to do Mikra, Mishnah and Talmud. You know, for us, Tafasta Meruba, Lo Tafast, or the Drisha, similarly, saying, you know, maybe there are, like, lots of people that it's just isn't appropriate for. People, they only learn 3 or 4 hours a day. I mean, my God, you know, how are we going to, you know, expect them to pursue this, like, highly ambitious curriculum of Al Tikri Vishinantim, Ella, you know, Vishilashtim? So the point is that, you know, there's a sense of, yeah, it's probably a Chiyuv. It doesn't sound like it's just an Eitz HaTovah, Kamash Malan, sometimes La'olam Zar, but, you know, Shnai Mikra isn't, it's Nifsak La'halacha. This is certainly Nifsak La'halacha in all of the relevant sources. You know, the usage of the term Ones Rachmana Patre makes it sound like, you know, we are dealing with a Chiyuv, presumably it's a Chiyuv Daraisa. So we're darshaning the main Pasuk of, you know, the main Makor for Limud HaTorah, certainly one of the two major Makoros, but I think probably the main Makor, and one that, again, you know, points us in terms of the direction of mastery. So, you know, once we take this perspective, you know, that, you know, this is something we need to aspire towards, we want to aspire towards, but at some point realism has to set in. You know, so I was suggesting it's like the ultimate hutra, because if the whole point is mastery, you know, and people acknowledge about themselves that, you know, they're just not capable of generating this, you know, kind of intensity, so then they're much better off doing something which, you know, reasonably, you know, satisfies, you know, what really is within, you know, within their reach. You know, it's interesting because Nachi asked that question yesterday, like, when do we find this kind of, you know, acknowledgement that we just can't do the, you know, the mitzvah in its, you know, proper forms. I mentioned Kibbut Av Eim yesterday, and Akiva, you know, raised the tefillah, you know, according to some, you know, again, I was thinking, you know, the Chazon Ish, you know, sort of very famously repudiated Reb Chaim's view of Kavan and tefillah on that basis, right? Reb Chaim says that, you know, perish hamilim, that you only need for avos, right? But a sense of, you know, amida lifne hamakom, that, you know, as the Rambam describes it, you know, libo bashamayim, he says, you know, of course, that you need for the entire tefillah. And the Chazon Ish basically writes, well, you know, if that's true, then, you know, 99% of Jews never fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah in their life. And, like, we're just not going to be prepared to say something like that. That can't mean what, you know, Reb Chaim says it means. It's just beyond. But, you know, so I'm not sure about tefillah. Could be, might not be, depending on how you take that discussion. But another one, you know, came to mind, obviously not at the same level, but like even in Shnai Mikra itself, right? I was thinking about this a little bit more yesterday. Remember Tosfos and Brachos, when Tosfos says, yeah, well, you know, it's true that the Gemara clearly means Targum Unklos, but, you know, we don't really understand these things. There are plenty of things that we don't understand. So maybe we're just better off, like, you know, doing it, you know, with something that maybe we understand better. But they raise that as a possibility. You know, obviously the Mishnah Berurah Kedarka Bakodesh isn't the Yari Shammai. I mean, like, you're not going to not do Targum, because, you know, that's for sure what the actual Gemara means. But, you know, supplement with Rashi, you know, whatever it is, that's what a Yari Shammai would do. But that's a good example of, you know, them saying, well, you know, if the whole point is that, you know, you should understand it in some kind of a vernacular, and if you don't understand it anymore, you have to ask yourself the question, what am I gaining from this exactly? So that's at a much lower level, but certainly analogous and within the same basic area. Okay, so what we want to try to do today is, like I said, utilize the Rambam to try to be machri a little bit, actually, between these two approaches. You know, is there an internal hierarchy amongst the Chadrei HaTorah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud? And if so, how does that comport with La'olam Yishalesh Adam? Right? Which sounds like, you know, we're looking for a kind of a radical equality between the different disciplines. You know, the Ad Rigov, right? And even the Nimuke Yosef, talking about, well, Shabbos is going to be a different kind of a day, but, you know, use it for Chazara, both mastery and equity, because we can't, you know, throw off the balance, even by a day. Similar to the Balei HaTosfos. So we want to use the Rambam to try to be machri a little bit, give us further direction in terms of how we should think about, you know, our learning, and also to serve as kind of like a bridge point, if you will, you know, to the question that I'm really motivated to get into, which is, you know, what about room for specialization? What about somebody coming along and saying, makom shali bi chafetz? You know, this is something that I want to, you know, pursue, and I feel uniquely drawn to this area. And, you know, like, you know, Rav B'Isuri and Shmuel and Mamonos, you know, how does that exactly fit in to this discussion? You know, where is the room for flexibility, personalization, specialization, differentiation, all of these values, if they are values, within the world of Talmud Torah? So we're going to be looking uniquely at the Rambam, again, for direction on the question of hierarchy, the question bridging to specialization, and also, you know, what about, you know, a little bit of this point of starting with Rabbeinu Tam, but also the Drisha and the Yad Ramah, you know, how much validity is there to saying, like, well, we just can't, we might not, we just can't meet the standards of Chazal, right? The Rishonim were Sofrim, we're not, we don't, if I would ask somebody here, what's the middle, you know, os of Sefer Yechezkel, they would think that's a, rightly think, it's a completely unfair question. Say, I have no idea, right? They'd say, I don't know, how many chapters are there in Sefer Yechezkel? No idea, right? So, you know, maybe the standards are just, you know, not calibrated to what we're capable of. Okay, so that's what we want to use the Rambam for today. Let's take like the next maybe 35 minutes or so, or 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 25 to the hour. So we'll pick it up there, and let's try to finish that entire segment of the Psak HaRambam. So it begins with a 17 source, and it runs through at least source 25. Okay, so, you know, obviously the stakes are very high, and there's a big nafka mina here. You know, with respect to the question of how the mitzvah, which is keneged kulam, should be discharged, and, you know, even in just in terms of our understanding and our thinking about, you know, what's most important, and what are we looking at, you know, trying to, you know, prioritize. We want to know that in every mitzvah, what's the Ikar and what's the tafel, what are we really looking to achieve, you know, what are secondary issues, and so, you know, kal v'chomer, ben minoshel kal v'chomer within Limud HaTorah itself. So, you know, like I said, a lot is hinging on this Rambam. Is he going to go for the hierarchical approach where, you know, Talmud, you know, sort of dominates, and, you know, everybody saw in a Rishon that was willing to support that idea, with the Ritva. La'olam Mishalei Shadam is to be taken, you know, in a rather constricted way, or, you know, are we going to go in the kivun of, you know, each one of these Chazri HaTorah needs to be treated equally, they're equal branches, La'olam Mishalei Shadam, you know, how much of a chiyuv is this really? So there's an enormous amount at stake here. Like, I can't stress that point enough. It really is a very, very critical question. And to the extent that, you know, we're going to spend hopefully tens and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of hours of our life in the enterprise, one could argue in some sense this is amongst the most important questions in all of Yadas. I certainly think it is, which is why we're spending the time on it now. Hopefully, you know, it can be useful to you. So Shimon, Shita Sarabba. So that already is fascinating, right? So the Rambam uses the expression, because we've been sort of, you know, trying to figure out how seriously we take this. So what word am I keying on so far? Chayev. And let's go no further than that. V'chayev. This is not, you know, a mitzvah in the sense of you should do it, but you're obliged to do it. A person is mechuyav bedavar. V'chayev l'shalish is man l'midaso. Okay. So, right, so Shimon, the Rambam is saying, Shlish b'mikra, Shlish b'mishnah, Shlish b'talmud, but we just have to know how the Rambam defines his terms. So b'mikra is what you'd expect, right, Torah b'chsav. Right, Mishnah, the Rambam takes to mean, right, I mean, it's gathering the basic facts of Torah Shebal Peh. Dehainu, Mishnah, Tosefta, Bavli, Yerushalmi, right? Certainly Daf Yomi is included in one's Mishnah, you know. Don't tell the Daf Yomi people, they'll be very, you know, scandalized. They'll say, certainly this counts towards Talmud, but, you know, Rambam thinks not. That's just, you know, Bekiyas, Girsa, whatever you want to call it, sort of getting the basic facts straight, Okay, it's quite clear from the Hemshech of the Rambam, that's what he means. And Talmud is defined as, you know, deep contemplation, Iviyavin, Achriz, Davar, Mirishiso, as well as, you know, really coming to what I would call like a methodological mastery of how, you know, halachos are derived, right? That's what Talmud is, that we have to understand the genesis and origin, you know, of halachos, how we arrive at halachic conclusions. What's the basis for, you know, those kinds of, you know, analyses. Okay. Okay, so this is the famous Rambam, where the Rambam refers to somebody who learns 9 hours a day as a Baal Umnus, right? Vehalavai, okay, you know, all right, okay, very good. So 3 hours of Tanakh, 3 hours of, you know, Daf Yomi plus, you know, however you go about getting your information, you know, Mishnah Yomi, Daf Yomi, Yerushalmi Yomi, you know, what do they call it here? The Hasmadathon?
Hasmada Marathon.
Hasmada Marathon, right? Okay.
Do you
happen
to have a pushka
under your pushbar there? Sorry. Do you know where I could
find a tobacco box? Judah Rosenbaum's office. Yeah, well, Judah Rosenbaum's on a call, and he won't let me in.
Maybe you should go wait outside his office.
Got you.
Okay, so... Okay, so that's all under Mishnah, right? Everything that we're talking about. And then, you know, then there's the Gemara. Okay. Okay, so I think that there are really massive chidushim here in the Rambam, and we just have to make sure that we've totally been, you know, omed al buryan shel devarim, because it's critical. So, Shimon, if I were to ask you in a yes or no fashion, does the Rambam, you know, in the end, subscribe to the primacy of Talmud?
Yes.
Yes, right. If I force you to answer yes or no, the answer is yes. So he certainly validates that. We already established that the Rambam validated an absolute chiyuv l'shalesh zman l'midaso. So the Rambam is embracing both currents that we've identified within Shas, basically. And his point of demarcation is betchilas talmudo shel adam, but not in the sense of the ritva. So Shimon, what is the critical difference between the Rambam and the ritva? What is the matir, so to speak, from the Rambam's point of view, to right, not abandon entirely the yishalei shadam because you have itim mizumanim, but what's the matir, Emmanuel? Total sovereign mastery. You know everything. And the insurance policy against that is a second din within L'olam Yishalish Adam. See, L'olam Yishalish Adam on the front end means to gain mastery, and on the back end it means to retain the mastery. So that's why Be'itim Mizumanim, you read Tanakh, and you review the dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh to make sure that you haven't forgotten anything, implying that you've already, you know, mastered it. Yikra bi'iti mizumanim Torah Shebichsav v'divrei Hashmua k'dei shal yishach davar midivrei dinei Torah, and at that point v'yifana kol yamav l'gemara bilvad. So it's not either or for the Rambam, it's both. Chayiv Adam Lishalish. Clearly, he understood that for the sake of gaining mastery, But then, once one has achieved that, there is a hierarchy. Finally, I would suggest that the Rambam even pays a certain amount of deference to some of the concerns that we articulated in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, of the Yad Ramah, of the Drisha. Why do I say that? Where the Rambam seems to acknowledge that, you know, this program might not be universally applicable. Sariel? Right. So that there appears to be even acknowledgement on the part of the Rambam that maybe it will take some people longer, or maybe not everybody will even be able to make this transition. I'm not sure. There are a lot of different ways of trying to explain Lefi Rochav Sheish Belibo V'Yishev Daito. Minimally, you might say that some people are going to require more frequent reviews of Tanakh, you know, and you know, Talmud Bavli. You know, some people might need to like review all of Tanakh every year, and you know, all of, you know, rabbinic literature every year, just to make sure they're not forgetting things. You know, if they're forgetful sorts of people, I don't know, right? It could just mean that. It might mean in terms of, you know, when a person makes the transition. Might mean if a person makes this transition. I think there are a lot of plausible interpretations of this critically important clause. So the Rambam is just absolutely critical in every sense. He validates the chiyuv in the absolute term, chayuv l'shalesh zman l'midaso, for the sake of pursuing mastery. There is a hierarchy within the Chadrei HaTorah, namely Talmud, but not Talmud meaning you're just learning the basic facts, but what we call Iyun, right? V'yavin, Acher is Davar Mereshiso, we're trying to be Mamik, I'll say trying to be Mechadesh, right? Really to penetrate as deeply as possible. That's the essence of learning. Once a person has reached that stage, obviously that should be the dominant point. But again, to do that effectively, how could you do that without knowing backwards and forwards all Chav Dalet Sefer Tanakh? How could you do that effectively without knowing all of the relevant data? Right? In other words, if I'm going to start, you know, hypothesizing and formulating advanced theories, you know, in whatever discipline, I better know all the extant data. Let's say I was a climatologist and I was trying to figure out, you know, with the rate of climate change. So I should first know, like the back of my hand, all of the relevant information, temperatures, you know, in every part of the world for the last 5,000 years, you know, before I start, you know, drawing, you know, conclusions about what's going on and the rate of change and all these kinds of things and what different facts, you know, that's the whole point of education, right? So the Rambam had this incredibly logical, very satisfying scheme. Then yeah, Gemara stands at the hierarchy of the pinnacle, but to effectively do that, you know, one has to, you know, really know all of the relevant data, right? To hypothesize without the relevant data is, you know, an absurdity, right? You know, it's like somebody, you know, who spent, 3 minutes in our shiur, you know, and on one day and then starts speculating about, you know, what's going on in the shiur, you know, very unlikely they'd be able to draw, really significant, robust, rigorous conclusions, because they simply don't have the necessary data, and that's exactly what the Rambam appears to be saying. So this is, an extremely critical Rambam in terms of the design of the program of Limud HaTorah. The Firochav Sheish Belibo V'Yishev Daito, I think, is critical in terms of acknowledging that there's going to be, you know, the Rambam can't tell you that you make the transition at 30, at 40, at 50, or whatever it is, you know, or 15. He's not going to be able to tell you that. And then how often a person needs to, you know, itim mizumanim tarish bechsav v'divrei hashmua, what that really looks like is a really important question. You know, I'm very fond, I've quoted it to you many times, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you know, his whole life learned half an hour of Tanakh a day, you know, finished 80 times, Tanakh.
That was his itim mizumanim. It wasn't, you know, a third of his Torah learning time. He learned more than an hour and a half a day. But, you know, he set aside, that was his definition of itim mizumanim for his Tanakh. Okay. So, you know, the Rambam, you know, made the point that pardes is included within Talmud. So let's now see what the Rambam means by that. This became, you know, like a highly influential Rambam. Shimon? Right, so the Rambam starts off Yisodei HaTorah in singularly organized fashion. The first mitzvah is Yediyas Hashem, otherwise known as Emunas Hashem, Yechidus Hashem, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, right, not to embrace any kind of, you know, false theology, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Those are the five mitzvot that the Rambam is alluding to. Right, so Yaakov, you can, you know, you had this recently enough in Daf Yomi, you can. So who went into the Pardes?
I actually stopped doing the Daf, but it was for the
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
So Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva, and
Acher. Yeah, right. So there's a 75% casualty rate. Very risky operation. So Rabbi Akiva, Yatza, Vishalom, and everybody else, you know, Ben Azai hates its Vinifka. Oh, sorry, Ben Zoma hates its Vinifka. He became deranged. Ben Azai mace, you know, and Acher, you know, Kitzetz Benetios, you know, he became a heretic. So, you know, the way the Rambam interprets this all is, okay, you could, you know, say in a Lashon Hamata, an understatement that it didn't go well for all of them. They weren't all able to perceive, you know, appropriately, even though they were all Gedolei Yisrael, Chachamim Gedolim. So the Rambam says, let that be a cautionary tale, and so it shall be. Vani Omer. Baffle P. Right, so again, the Rambam had a lot of confidence in us here. The Rambam says, you know, Havayos Tavayev Rava, everybody can master that. You know, maybe the Pardes is, you know, a little much in terms of, you know, understanding what's basically my Sebracious and my Simrakava. And, you know, for that, it's like a little bit less accessible, you know, to the point that of the, you know, Gedolei Yisrael, only one of them, you know, managed it. But, you know, Havayos Tabayev Rava, you know, Kiddushin Shena Misurim Labiyah, you know, that everybody can understand pretty easily. So, you know, don't worry too much about that. So, you know, the Rambam says, he uses this famous expression that became, you know, the touchstone of all subsequent discussions. The Rama popularized it even more, right? La'achar shenis mali kreso basar vayan. You have to sort of do the basics first. So that's the Rambam's agenda. Now, the Kesef Mishnah has a comment in Hilchos Talmud Torah that I find to be, honestly, quite baffling. B'medvar amurim b'tchilas Talmudo. So I simply don't understand what he means. Right? That he thinks that there's someich on this, you know, point in the Rambam, right? That the Gemara, you know, Tzarech Zman Rav. Why do I think that? I mean, I think it's entirely plausible to say that people are someich on Ravenu Tam, or maybe on the Ritva. But why do I think that this, you know, aha somchen haolam is highly unlikely? Say, oh, the people are just learning Gavi?
Just wrote,
right. But when does the Rambam say that a person can Sariel? Right. That everybody's mechuyev to do that. And then the question is, do you get to move on to the second stage? And what's the matir? You need a matir. What's the matir? Do you know everything? Aha, somchen haolam? I don't know what the Kesef Mishnah is. I honestly don't know what he's referring to. They're being somech on the Rambam? Maybe they can't read. That's not what the Rambam said at all. B'tchilas Talmudo Shel Adam, the Rambam assumes that what's going on, which is clearly confirmed by Yesod HaTorah, is that everybody, you know, whether they have a das, you know, rachav, a das katzar, that everybody can do, right? I mean, the Rambam is pretty confident that, you know, people can at least, you know, gain mastery of those basic things, you know, shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish b'talmud, to the point where they know at least all of the dinim. But what Yosef Karo is talking about is, you know, somchim ha'olam, the olam out there, shein mishalshin, that's not what the Rambam ever said. The Rambam took the idea that these chadrei ha'torah require, you know, absolute mastery totally seriously. And you needed that as a matir to move on. That's where I was alluding to yesterday. That's where the Meiri got it from. Sorry, I'll remember you made the induction in the Meiri, right? That he got it from the Rambam, as usual. Okay. So, you know, this is obviously a critical point. I wanted to make a suggestion. I don't believe that this is the makar for the Rambam. I think the Rambam put together what he, you know, he thought was the implication of the Gemara. But I thought the Masechta Sofrim really was very well aligned with the way that we're presenting the Rambam. Okay, so what does it say in Sofrim? Just, you know, very briefly, and then we'll have Shimon read it inside. Who got up to that? Right. So a person has to have, you know, rigorous knowledge of all three areas, but at the same time, what does the Sofrim say, which is very fascinating?
That you learn first the Mikra Mishnah portion.
Good. And then... Right. He has this line there, right? Ashrei Adam Shamalo B'Talmud. Right. And again, Gavi, as you said, Veloshi Dolig Mikra Mishnah, we'll let Shimon read it in a second, but he seems to really provide... you know, basis within Chazal, later Chazal, right? It's Masechta Sofrim, so it's late, but it's still within Chazal for exactly what the Rambam is suggesting. Okay, so Shimon, why don't you put it into the record, and then we'll take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Vinosei Kelav. You need all three, really. Yeah. So Honashir Kiryas Uzo v'chachoma nisgiva b'maskito. So the it's very clear here that you need all three. You can't make short shrift of any of them. Well, Ashrei Adam Shamalo B'Talmud. There seems to be a clear hierarchy and primacy there. To me, this captures very, very well the sentiments of the Rambam. It's a foundational, you know, statement of Chazal in that respect. Okay, now what about the Shulchan Aruch? So let's put it onto the record. Okay, good. I mean, the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanach. Here it's very interesting, right? So any perush on Torah Shebichsav is obviously going to be part, not of Torah Shebichsav proper. That's just the Chavdal at Svarim. But even if you learn Rashi al Torah, that's Torah Shebal Peh, right? You know. Don't tell them at Berea. You're teaching girls Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Right, so he's quoting the Rambam verbatim. He just, you know, he had that little, you know, nofach at the beginning. It says, Ketzad, Hayabalum, no, so Sing Lachto Shal Shos. Meaning you can't forget even one thing. Literally. Total mastery. There's a great Eloi in Europe before the war who became a professor of Talmud in the United States, who wrote an autobiography called The Book and the Sword, a very fascinating work about the Shoah and about learning in pre-war Europe and Hungary in particular, and that, you know, Derech, you know, who came to the United States of America, you know, it's like an Udmut Salmeish, and, you know, was recruited by, again, the yeshiva world at that time was, you know, absolutely minuscule, you know, compared to what it is today. You know, there were, you know, literally dozens of people. But, you know, the Gedole, you know, Chachmei Yisrael, who had survived, you know, in one way or another, they were all, of course, European, you know, were all recruiting him. So it's about, like, how he found, you know, his way. So it's really fascinating, you know, conversations about, you know, quote-unquote, Rav Aaron Cutler recruiting him and all these different things to come to Lakewood. You know, there were very few of these people, right? So he... In this autobiography, he discussed his meeting with Professor Shaul Lieberman, you know, who wrote the Tosefta Kepshutos, a massive, 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 massive Talmud Chacham, so who wanted him to, whatever, to come learn there. So their discussion centered around the Tosos and Chulin, and the author of this book pointed out that there was, you know, part of the Tosos that Professor Lieberman wasn't... you know, what wasn't remembering, you know, that, whatever. So the meeting ends, he leaves, whatever, he hasn't decided what he's going to do yet. Then he has to go back for whatever reason. I don't remember from the book, it's many, many years ago, over 20 years ago. So he goes back because maybe he forgot something in the room, and he sees Professor Lieberman with a chulin open going like this. And he looks up and he sees him. He's like, what are you doing? He says, if I forgot, like, one line in Tosos and Chulin, how many lines might I have forgotten? I'm going through it. Because he was reading all the Tosos and Chulin to make sure that he knew everything. That's what we're talking about. This isn't, you know, 1,000 years ago. This isn't, like, in the days of the Rambam. This is, you know, in New York in the, you know, late 1940s. So, you know, that's what it meant. That was the expectation. You know, and again, it, you know, it's incredible. But, you know, you are, if you follow the Rambam, right, which is why I'm so perplexed by the Kesef Mishnah, you don't have a matir to move on until you know everything. How could you possibly spend all your time, you know, hypothesizing, I don't want to say philosophizing, but hypothesizing about, you know, Yavin Achriz Davar Me Reshiso, if you don't know the Reshiz Davar? You don't know the basic facts. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so let's take a look at the Taz. Gemara Rashi Tisvis. The Rayosam. Misof Nida, right? The last Gemara in Shastan. The Yerliyo. Kol Hashana Halach Chiyom of Tachshosh Ben Olam Haba. Halichos olam lo, I'll take your halichos sela halachos. Halichos olam lo, by the way, where's that from? Halichos olam lo. Yes, it's from Tanakh, thank you. Chabakuk. Okay. All right, anyway. You must have been amongst these guys who were learning Gemara all the time. Okay. Right, so he says they misunderstand. If they really were learning Gemara Rashi as well, they would know the Halachos Psukos. So again, I was commenting to some of the guys in Seder, like, oh, it's so funny, like, you know, like when we think about Halachos Psukos, you know, some people like the Chayi Adam, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Brura, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever Sefer, you know, meets your fancy, you know, like you like learning from. You know, recently they've come out with like English books, you know, which like distill, you know, Halachos or whatever it is. But the point is like that's the framework that we have, right? So the ta'az or the drishas framework, what it meant to like learn in a very bottom line kind of way, because you don't want these people just, you know, learning theoretical things, because they have to actually know what the halacha is. So he says, you know, Gemara Rashi Tosos, how are you going to get it from that? So you have to learn the Rif, you have to learn the Rash, you have to learn the Mordechai, you know, then you'll get the bottom line. So I was, you know, saying, you know, facetiously, but seriously, you know, if you had some guy in a shul in the United States, you know, who says, you know, Mabal Abbas, so, you know, what should I do? And the rabbi said to him, well, you know, obviously, you know, Gemara Rashi Tosos, but, you know, you have to do it with the Rif and the Rash and the Mordechai, just to make sure that you're walking away, you know, Lasuke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchsa, that guy would be the biggest lamdan in the country, right? You know, it's like, you know, people would think that this man, you know, it's unbelievable, like, you know, and then he would say, no, I'm just learning Halacha L'maisa. That's what the rabbi told me to do. And it's like, it's unbelievable. Okay, so, like I said, you know, standards sometimes change. Okay, the Shach. Because of its reach, Yishmael, it doesn't know the Yom, Gorm, Rashi Tosso, so the Shach person be Raya, but they're being so of Nida. Question Halachas, but Yom, Tachshul, Ben Olam, Haba, Vali Nira. Should be probably Tanit Veilio, isn't it? A mistake. Rekasav Rashi Sham, Mishan Alachos, Perish Alachos. Fine, so that's the Taz. Okay? Ma'a Shekasav Rabbeinu Lifneza, the Limba Tashos Biyom. Okay, so he's saying that, you know, there's no stira, and it just talks about, you know, two different kitos of people that we're dealing with, you know, the people that have 9 hours, so, you know, that's a very different mitzios than people who only have 3 or 4 hours, so we have to, you know, change the curriculum. Okay, so that was the Mechaber and the, you know, Ikar Nosei Kelim. Now the Rama, you know, very famously, so, right, the Rama cites Rabbeinu Tam. We've already spent a lot of time trying to figure out, you know, Rabbeinu Tam lechatchila, Rabbeinu Tam b'di'eved. I have the impression from the Rama that he's projecting Rabbeinu Tam lechatchila, right? Right. Yeshua Mishra Tam b'Bavli Shubal Mikra Mishra Gemara Adam Yotzi Dechavaso Bishvil Hakol. Right, so he's making the argument, you know, in a more lechatchila kind of a way. I would say in a more kiddushin than in a avodah zarah kind of in a way, but okay. But as we see here, that didn't necessarily hold or withstand scrutiny. So let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, for example. Right, he's leaving out, you know, the most graphic part of the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan Amar v'mach hashakim hoshivani Hashem kimeisei olam, you know, zet Talmud Bavli. Wow, so, you know, he leaves out the fighting words. Oh, so he says this is our educational approach. Oh. So in just, you know, the space of 6 small words, what did the Aruch HaShulchan really do? What's that, yes? Right. And not just you need to do them. He doesn't say that you need to spend some time doing them. What does he say? You have to really know them. So it's like a little innocuous. He seems to be endorsing the Rama, 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 until... wait a second. Then he says, oh, but you know, obviously, you know, this is like a Davar Pasha, and of course you have to know all of Mikra and the, you know, basic facts of Torah Sheval Peh. So this is like a pretty significant rollback. And again, the evidence is like, you know, very significant in this direction. And there's no two ways about it in terms of, you know, the Rambam. Again, based on the Taz and the endorsement of the Shach, you might say, you know, at some point, once a person is a Baal Umnos in our sense of the term, meaning the inversion of the 9 and the 3, so, you know, a different program, you know, may organically emerge. But the, you know, the premise here is quite clear. And the Aruch HaShulchan is,
really, I think, again, very almost in a clandestine fashion. You could miss these six words at the end. But in that way, right, he's returning to much more of an orientation, like the Rambam and the Mechaber, than you would have walked away from, at least the way that I perceive the Ramah, is, you know, endorsing it kind of, you know, l'chatchila, that Rabbeinu Tam l'chatchila. Okay, so before we move on, you know, tomorrow to the question of, you know, what about Shar, you know, Chachmos and other pursuits, which is obviously a very important conversation to have, you know, things like Toras Nistar, or, you know, in your generation, Neo Chasidut, you know, like, how does that fit into all of this, you know, let alone, you know, Zechor Yemos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor Vador, the Chasam Sofer, and history, and literature, and philosophy, you know, these are all really interesting questions, but, you know, and we'll look at the classical sourcing on it, it's very important, obviously. What are we trying to do? What are we trying to achieve? What are we trying to accomplish? But let's just summarize and distill the way that the Rambam really did guide us in terms of the questions that we asked. We asked, if there are two strands within Chazal, one of them is the three co-equal branches, the other, which is clearly saying, you know, that Talmud is at the pinnacle of the hierarchy, so which one is it? Rambam's answer is both, right? The Rambam says there is an absolute chiyuv to be mishalish, and that is the road towards mastery. However, once you achieve that mastery, and there may be some room for differentiation here, right? Some people are quicker than others, but at some point, right, then one transitions to, you know, the, you know, more analytical work of Talmud. And again, when we say Talmud, we don't mean learning Gemara, we mean, you know, learning Bi'iyun, you know, really to understand the, you know, the foundational underpinnings, and like I would say, to try to be ma'amek u'mechadesh, you know, davar mitoch davar, you know, everything that the Rambam, you know, spent his life doing, essentially. So that's, you know, critically important that the Rambam, you know, takes the root of both. And like I said, also to an extent, acknowledging the fact that people may not be able to do this in exactly the same way or at all. I don't know. I'm misupak about that myself. If he rochav sheish belibo v'yishav daito, maximally might mean that not everybody is even able to get there. Maybe not everybody makes the transition. I just don't know. Based on the Rambam Yisodei HaTorah, it sounds like he thinks that everybody could do it. Like everybody can get all the havayos tabayi v'rava. But I'm not sure. The Rambam clearly projects that sense that, you know, nismale kreso basar bayayin. He reinforces this point, and Yisodei HaTorah, obviously Yisodei HaTorah comes first, you understand what I'm saying. And then the Shulchan Aruch really endorses it. The Shulchan Aruch paskins the Rambam word for word. The Ramah, on the other hand, does seem to, you know, give voice to Rabbeinu Tam, even, you know, arguably at the level of a lechatchila, but, you know, how we're supposed to process that isn't clear, because, you know, even those who seemingly endorse the Ramah, you know, presented it, you know, Vadai Tzarech Leida, Mikro Mishnah, that there's no room for compromise on that. So, you know, to be very blunt about it and to try to give Nachi the last, you know, word here, you know, I am very sympathetic to the concerns articulated by the Shach and the Taz, and, you know, Tafastim Ruba Lo Tafast as a pragmatic matter. And this is, you know, not a, in any way, chalila, you know, a criticism, and I don't think the Rambam would say it's a criticism, of the wonderful, really wonderful Talmidim that I've been blessed with over the last, you know, many years here. I would just say that, you know, l'chatchila, the program of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, which is what we're trying to do, you know, I always said and always advocated internally and externally that that's really what our program is about, you know, in terms of the time that we spend, you know, within, you know, the Chadrei HaTorah is absolutely proper, right? And then again, that's not, you know, a knock that, you know, you guys don't know, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't think it's a realistic expectation, you know, at this stage in development. I don't think the Rambam would say it's in the realistic expectation. So it has to be that there's some, you know, equal division where you're, you know, very seriously learning,
you know, Tanakh, even if it's not exactly a third, and you know, you're very seriously learning, you know, Bikios, or, you know, we used to have, you know, I mean, every year they change the titles ever so slightly, but we used to have Mishnah, then we had Bikios, whatever, you know, whatever it's called now, but the basic facts of Torah Shebaal Peh, you know, and then Iyun, right? So this is exactly the program that the Rambam would endorse, and then, you know, at some point, again, I'm not saying at some point, like, you know, next year, but, you know, at some point, the idea is a person is supposed to master, you know, all of the relevant details, and then to, you know, devote the rest of their lives to being mamik and ma'ayin or mechadish. That's really, I think, the, you know, most persuasive, most elegant approach. I think it really does justice to the different strands that we saw within Chazal. I think it's perfectly calibrated. And the Firochav Sheish Belibo V'yishiv Daito provides for, as I think we saw, some idea that, you know, there may be a need for some deviation based on, you know, what a person's capacity is. And that may even open up a discussion about specialization to some, you know, to some degree. So again, I think the Rambam is particularly dominant in this sugya, particularly influential. There is a way of taking the Rama's endorsement of Rabbeinu Tam as a kind of, okay, you know, and I think that there are people who are somech on that, you know, who don't, you know, try to achieve what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that we should set out to achieve. I think it's a much more, honestly, speculative position, both in terms of the Rama basing it off of Rabbeinu Tam himself, where, you know, again, depending a little bit on the Kiddushin Avodah Zarah issue, how much did Rabbeinu Tam really think it was a lechatchila, and how much was it just like a punt, you know, a kind of a version of the Rama's, you know, Nisma to Halavavos kind of a thing. So there's a way of taking the Rama that way, but even amongst those, like the Aruch HaShulchan who endorsed the Rama, there seems to be a basic assumption that you would have to know Mikra and Mishnah, meaning the basic facts of, you know, Torah Shebaal Peh and Halacha. So, again, I don't think that there's, to the extent that a person wants to be so meich on the Rama, I think it's, you know, a much more speculative, controversial way of going at it. You know, and certainly, Safek Doraisa L'chumra, and, you know, Kal V'chomer and Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kulam, you really don't want to be cutting corners here. Let me just give Nachi the last word, because we're at the bell.
It really based off the Misach is so from